This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers, your ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities. Business, athletes, they'll get you rolling all at NILGameChangers.org. As Debbie gets toward the tail end of everything, we will talk football with the head football coach at Bucknell, Dave Cecchini. Dave, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, thanks. A little wet. We had a practice through Debbie here this morning, and we're still drying out.
Hey, some new facilities, huh?
Yes. Yeah, very, very fortunate. This was something that when I became the head coach back in 2019 was really important to me to completely transform the facilities on Bucknell's campus for the football program. And we're finally here. You know, it took us 5 years to get there, and we've got a brand new building in our the end zone area of Christy Mathewson Memorial Stadium, and that opened up in April. We got a locker room renovation that's also just got completed as well. Brand new field turf on the stadium as well. So it's an incredible situation, a transformation that we're very, very proud of here.
What does it mean to the program, not just today, but what does it mean to the future of the program?
Well, I think when you look at it from a recruiting perspective, it's putting your money where the mouth is for how important football is at Bucknell, and the message that when we're talking to younger kids finishing up their junior or senior year in high school, they come here, they see firsthand that yes, Bucknell is a great school academically, it's got a beautiful campus, but athletics and football specifically are very important for us to be able to have the facilities required to help our players achieve their potential.
How worn down was that turf? I mean, it takes. I remember a few years ago when you come in at Michigan, the press box is across from the entrance. So Jack Ham and I were walking across the field, and this is years ago. I said, "Geez, Jack, this thing's really worn down to nothing here. I mean, it's got nothing to it." Was Christy getting that way?
Yes, definitely. You know, the turf, you know, each field turf has a lifespan, and that's the brand that we have, or any of the artificial turf companies do. But in particularly, the longer you have it, the harder it gets packed. And, you know, there's just not as much cushion and bounce to it. Conversely, when you get a new field, particularly after, you know, having a field that is 10 or 11 years old replaced by brand new surface, you can really tell the difference. And there is a little bit of a breaking in period just to get guys accustomed to, you know, having a softer surface there. It's just a different feel than having that rock-hard surface that comes with a turf that's a decade old.
You've had to go through acclimation, now into pads. I mean, how do you like the start to camp?
Yeah, it's been a very physical start. I really like our depth. We have a lot of players coming back from a year ago, and it's great to see the veterans kind of take control. The culture is there. They're leading by example. They're doing a great job of just helping these incoming players, first-year players, adapt and understand how we practice, the intensity and what goes into, you know, a typical August camp. And we've really benefited by having that veteran group. We've been able to be much farther ahead on our installations in terms of offense, defense, and special teams. And we've been able to get more done here through the first week of camp than a lot of other camps that we've had here.
So then that brings it to the next part. How much help have they been in imparting message to younger players as that's how we do things here at Bucknell?
It's critical, you know, and it's the very first talk, you know, when we had our mini camp in July, and we had all of our incoming freshman class, with the exception of one student athlete there in July, and about 60 of our upperclassmen as well. And I talked to the upperclassmen saying the most critical point here in July is to get these first-year players to understand our culture. And we set our culture by our actions and what we do, how we handle ourselves here in July. And then, so that really sets the tone there. And then as you get into August, now everybody's back. We have a lot of seniors coming back from internships and things like that. And so when they reported July 31st, you know, we've already had a head start in that regard. And then you just continue forward and getting these younger guys and some very talented players, you know, just accustomed to exactly how things work here on our campus.
So, Dave, now here's the next part. You've laid a foundation as you start camp. You've gone through the acclimation. You're laying a foundation. In the next week to 10 days, what do you as a coach want to see them accomplish to then make sure they're ready for the opener?
Yeah, so we're doing a great job. We've had a lot of heat and humidity, and that's going to help us because, you know, particularly with our kickoff time of noon down at Navy, it's going to be hot and humid there as well. So I feel like we're deep into the acclimation in terms of the temperatures and the humidity, the heat index. The biggest thing that we're going through right now is we transition into situational football, you know, getting our players accustomed to particular, whether it's a red zone situation, fourth down, you know, when you're in that gray area, do you kick the field goal or do you go for it on fourth down and five, fourth down and six, coming out, 2-minute drills, things like that, special teams, all of these different situations that you're looking at, whether it's a surprise onside or whatnot. That's really when you get into week two of camp, you start getting into that minutia, the little things that are critical for a veteran team, you know, to have exposure to those types of situations. So when they come up week one, you don't have those typical week one hiccups that inexperienced teams can sometimes have.
Well, the first guy people will ask about will be the quarterback spot. What are you seeing from your quarterbacks early on?
Yeah, well, Ralph Rucker, obviously, you know, he broke all the single-season records here this past year, coming off a very, very good year, and, you know, looking to him to take the next step. Obviously, great season, but we don't want him to think that he's arrived. We want him to continue to grow from a leadership standpoint, to continue to be a veteran and a guy who can show that, hey, even though he had this great year, he's not satisfied with that. He's continuing to push himself harder than he ever has before, and he's off to a great start. Michael Hardaway, who's his backup, is another guy who, as a senior, hasn't played a lot of football, but I've just been unbelievably impressed with his maturity, his leadership, and what he's been able to do, taking the younger players under his wing, as well as just coming through and showing, you know, how a veteran player handles himself in practice. And he's been very, very productive on the field with, you know, running the second team offense as well, which is great to see.
Rucker's interesting because he originally came out and was a walk-on at Oklahoma, and I think Lincoln Riley was the coach when he did that. Yeah. He comes in here with that, at least being around it. Did that help as to what his approach happened to be in terms of playing the spot and playing it for you?
Yeah, I think without a doubt, you know, when we were going through the recruiting process and he had entered the transfer portal, you know, the thing that impressed me most was the first time I sat down with him and had a discussion, and we talked a lot about football and a lot about, you know, the type of offense that Lincoln Riley system was and the similarities to what we're doing at Bucknell, and just to hear his level of not just intelligence in terms of the offense, but just his excitement and his passion for the game. It was really clear to me after 20 minutes that here's a guy who is just totally, you know, passionate about the game of football and a competitor who wants to become the best that he can be.
Look, and he's not bad at running the football either. I mean, sometimes he's had to. But I mean, what does that element bring to the table, especially for your running backs, when you do have a quarterback that's willing to sit there and take off with it?
Sure. You know, it's always a threat when you're running, have a running quarterback. And so when you talk to any defensive coordinators at the collegiate level, and they would rather see a Tom Brady style stand in the pocket, accurate passer, than they would someone who is more of a threat running the football. It just creates so many dilemmas in terms of gap responsibility. Just everything that you're looking at, your life gets more complicated when you're seeing a running quarterback. So we love having him as that running threat. That being said, probably where it's been most valuable to our offense, certainly this past year, was not necessarily on those called quarterback runs or those reads where the quarterback can pull it if the defensive end, you know, is collapsing on and trying to tackle the tailback. But for us, where he was most valuable was on pass plays where he scrambled and was able to leave the pocket. Whether it was scrambling with a purpose and getting the ball down the field to an open receiver after, you know, the routes are all broken and everybody's working a scramble drill. He's done a great job with that. He's also done a great job of taking off and converting some third and longs just with his scrambling ability. And so in both regards, that's one of the things that makes him so special.
Does he now know how you think? And when you have a conversation with him, is he asking the type of questions that tells you that you're on the same page?
Yes, and that's a big test, you know, particularly when you have a first-year starting quarterback like Ralph was a year ago. It's almost before you tell, when they come off the field, the drive is over, before you tell them, hey, here's what you did right and here's what you did wrong, as a coach, you collect information from them to see, and this gives you a great idea of how well is he seeing the field, how, you know, under pressure, in a tough situation, is he recognizing, well, I saw the linebacker creeping up to blitz, I changed the protection, or I saw the coverage shell rotate on the snap. And, without a doubt, when you get a younger quarterback, they're just not going to be able to see as much of that as you have a player that's been in your system for a couple of years. And it's been great to see him change from his first game starting in the season opener against James Madison a year ago to where he is at right now. He is able to kind of regurgitate what he saw and describe. And his vision is getting better and better.
Who will be critical defensively in getting control over the opposition's running game and making them one-dimensional, where then your pass defense can take over?
Yeah, I think that it starts. To stop a run game, you have to have a nose who can just eat up double teams and be a very, very physical player. So Cade Rooney is that guy for us, just a physical player out of St. Joe's Prep who came in as a tight end, gained a lot of weight, and has just become a special player up front. He's really key in terms of plugging up that middle. Now, Brad Jamison, our all-conference linebacker, you know, he has the statistics, and he is a very physical. He is your old-school, 6'3", 240-pound style of linebacker. He can run, but he's more of a throwback just in terms of his size and his physicality, and he would be the second between Brad and Cade Rooney. The two of them have been very, very productive, and that's the key to making our competitors' offenses become as one-dimensional as possible, hopefully shutting down that run and forcing them into the pass.
It's a side note, but this is the 100th anniversary season of Christy Mathewson Stadium. And contrary to what some may believe, Dave, I was not there at the first game. So, Birdsong maybe, not me. Okay. What does the place mean to you? Now you've been, fifth season. What does the place mean to you?
Yeah, I think the history, you know, that's the first thing that I talk about. It's like we have this unbelievable human being, incredible multi-sport professional athlete, who was Christy Mathewson. Why is the stadium named after him? That's a great story in its own self. And, of course, being from somebody who was in World War One and a combat veteran and a hero through that. I mean, it's just an amazing story to tell. The second thing is now we have this unbelievable unbelievable combination of this beautiful stadium that's been around from 100 years with the Bucknell shrubs spelled out in the end zone. It's created this great historic environment, but on the opposite end of the Bucknell shrubs, you have the newness, the Pascucci Team Center, the new practice fields, the brand new scoreboard that's the video board that's up, and you get a great contrast. It really is an incredible, at the Division I FCS level, an incredible place to play and experience a football game now, and just that combination of the history and that the stadium has, along with the new cutting-edge facilities, weight room, and video board, things like that.
Yeah, I don't want people to forget this, only because this is going to be the 100th anniversary of Michigan-Illinois at Illinois, the Red Grange game. Yeah. But when you play Lafayette on November 2nd, I think the first game when there was October 18th, 1924. So there'll be a lot of nostalgia surrounding that. And again, only Doug was there. I was not there, okay? Wasn't there, Dave.
I'll stop spreading that rumor then.
I mean, that's why I had to go to what I thought was the source. No. Dave, absolute pleasure. We'll talk again soon. Look forward to the season very much.
All right, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Okay, Dave Cicchini, head football coach at Bucknell.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.